This is podtech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the 2006 Java One conference in San Francisco. The late morning general session featured some getting down to business for developers as Sun engineers Graham Hamilton and Bill Shannon took the audience through what's new for Java. We've edited out some of the demos that did not make sense as audio only. We left the others in. But the slides used in the demonstrations are available on Sun's website. Here's the first part of Graham Hamilton's presentation of the new Mustang release.
Let's look at the Java SE6 Mustang release. We'll be shipping Mustang this October. We're currently targeting October 29th. That might move in a little if the release candidate goes well. We're certainly shooting for October. The next big upgrade will be the Dolphin release, Java SE7, that's shipping in the second half of 2008. Now, you'll notice there is no 5.1 or 6.1 on the roadmap. We were finding that releases like the 1.4.1 and the 1.4.2 consumed a lot of energy back at Sun, but weren't really contributing important features to the community. So we're trying to focus on doing high-quality, high-feature releases on a roughly every 18-month to two-year timescale. Now, we do also ship periodic little update patch releases. We're currently, I believe, on Java SE5 Update 6. Those are relatively small collections of bug fixes. They're not something you should necessarily feel you have to leap on unless one of the fixes is relevant for you. So Mustang and Dolphin are the next two big developments. Now, we've made some fairly radical changes in how we've done the community involvement on Mustang. Jeff talked about this a little this morning. In previous releases like Tiger, we did a whole bunch of engineering work back at Sun, and then suddenly popped out this enormous beta on the web. Well, what we try to do with Mustang is involve the community much earlier and much more deeply in Mustang development. We have a website, mustang.dev.java.net, and every week we're posting our internal builds, complete source, complete binary, complete Java doc. So you do get to see all of the good and the bad of the release as we're building it. Now, there are a couple of reasons we're doing this. One is by giving you the latest source every week, it's much easier for people to contribute fixes and feature changes back, because you're seeing the current source and you can give us fresh deltas. And that's helped a lot more people contribute bug fixes back, and thank you everyone who's done that. It's also, by making the binaries available, we're getting feedback much more quickly on changes we're making. We're in a pattern where people often blog about a new feature they've added to a release or some key bug fix. People will read the blog, download the corresponding weekly, try out the new feature, and give us feedback, good and bad, very quickly, and we can then rev again based on that feedback. So rather than having to wait all the way until the big formal betas, we can revise very quickly. This is working out really well. I think we're getting to higher quality much earlier in the release in Mustang because of this process. So I think it's working very well for us. It's working very well for the community, I think. Expect us to do even more of this as part of developing Dolphin. Now, in talking about Mustang, there are two kinds of things I'm going to cover. I will cover a few important feature areas, but I'm going to start off by actually talking about some systemic properties. They're probably as important as the features in their own way. First systemic quality I want to talk about is compatibility, stability, quality. At every Java 1, I say this is job number one, and I really mean it. Delivering high quality is the most important thing we do. We want every Java SE release to be systemically better than every previous release. We always want your old binaries to be able to run unchanged in the new Java SE release. We know that's important to the community. We know it's important to adoption. In terms of our internal work inside of Sun, there are lots of upgrades to our testing processes to identify bugs earlier more efficiently. Lots of upgrades to our review processes to help us make sure bugs don't get checked in. As part of working with the community, doing the weekly drops on mustang.dev.java.net is helping us get feedback much more quickly. If we break anything that disrupts major apps, we hear about it really quickly, which is good. That's what we want. We've also run a couple of explicit contests as part of the Mustang community work. We had what we called the regression challenge, where we asked the community to identify that class of bugs called regressions. A regression is a bug where there was functionality that worked in a previous release and doesn't work in the current release. And that means that existing apps will break because of relying on the behavior that has now become buggy. That's the kind of bug we hate the most. So the point of the regression challenge was to try and identify those kinds of bugs early in Mustang. We had over 100 proposals as part of the regression challenge. We actually found, I believe, 72 significant regressions. We awarded 5 out of 20 workstations as prizes. In some ways, those are the small prizes. The bigger prizes are that we're actually going to be able to fix all those bugs and make sure that Mustang doesn't have those problems when it first ships. A smaller contest was the Crack the Verifier contest. We're introducing a new bytecode verifier in Mustang. That's at the very heart of the Java security model. We invited the community and a lot of security experts to review that code to see if there are any security holes. That contest has been successful, but in a different way. There are no winners, or we are all winners, depending how you look at it, as no holes have been found so far. Both these formal contests are over, but obviously we're still very interested in feedback, either on regressions or security risks. So keep that kind of data coming towards us. Finally, a comment on bug fixing. There are several thousand bug fixes in Mustang, but I do want you to let you know that we are very paranoid in fixing bugs. For us, the cost of a bug fix isn't the energy to do the bug fix. The cost is identifying potential regressions, checking for side effects. So we do tread cautiously. We want to make things systemically better, not simply fix a bug in one place, introduce two others elsewhere. Second systemic quality I want to mention is performance. Java SE performance has really increased dramatically since the 1.0 days. Sun introduced just-in-time compilers as part of the 1.1 family. We introduced our hotspot high-performance JVM as part of the 1.3 family. Various other Java vendors have introduced their own high-performance JVMs over that time period. As part of Mustang, we're continuing that trend. There's a lot of performance work on both client and server. The JVM team are always figuring out cleverer ways of generating native instructions as part of the JITs to get you higher performance. There's a lot of work on improving scalability and throughput of garbage collectors, and also giving you more manageable pauses, which we know is important. A variety of library tunings, including in Java 2D, where they're being fairly aggressive at exploiting hardware acceleration to accelerate Java 2D, and thus Swing and the higher-level GUI libraries that build on top of Java 2D. Now, talking about the graphics side, one of the things that's obvious is you can paint graphics very fast, but what humans really care about is the perceived performance of their application. So as well as worrying about just mundane acceleration, we've always been looking at why do humans think a Swing application might be running slowly. One important area there is that in 1.4 and 5.0, when you move windows around and you expose a region on a Swing application, you'll get a flicker of gray, and then the real area will be painted in. What's happening is the Swing libraries, when the region is exposed, are calling up to your application, requesting your application to repaint. If your application is not doing anything else, it'll repaint in a reasonable time. If your application is busy, there might be quite a visible delay until that area is repainted. The clever people in the Swing team have redone that code, so now they repaint directly from Swing's double buffer at the lowest level, so they very quickly cover that exposed region with the right material, and then they may call up into your application level if any corrections are needed. And Chet has put together this graph for me. As you can see, in 1.4 and Tiger, it took about 200 milliseconds in an idle application to repaint an exposed region. In Mustang, that goes down to 33 milliseconds, which is well under what a human will notice. So now we're getting this makes Swing feel much faster, because you no longer see these glitches on exposed regions. Now, shifting to a much more mundane benchmark, SpecJBB is a classic benchmark that's business-oriented and server-oriented. Java performance has tripled on this benchmark since 1.3.1. There was obviously a big jump in 1.4.2. There's been another significant jump in Mustang. So we're continuing to improve core performance in every release. I occasionally think we've topped out on performance. This is going to be as good as it gets. But people keep thinking of new things to do, which is good news. Now, third systemic area is monitoring and management. This was a key area in Tiger. We added the JMX monitoring and management APIs, and we added a bunch of small tools, including something called JConsole. JConsole was one of the surprise stars of Tiger. A lot of people have told us they found it very useful to be able to connect to running applications with JConsole and learn what was going on. So we've continued to build in that area as part of Mustang. There's a lot more monitoring and management at the JVM level. To give you just an example of that, when an out-of-memory error is thrown, there's now more information about where and why it happened to make it easier for you to figure out why your application is consuming and leaking memory. JMX has been upgraded with more information for mBeans, a variety of other improvements in that region. Let me just show you a screen snapshot of JConsole in Mustang. JConsole offers a number of tabs that let you look at different areas of running application. The thing I'm showing you is actually a new feature in Mustang. There's now an overview tab that lets you conveniently see memory usage, CPU usage, class usage, thread usage, all in that one convenient overview tab. However, the initial sort of human factors upgrade in the tools in Mustang, it's called attach on demand. Back in Tiger, enabling an application to be monitored and managed was reasonably expensive, so we didn't do it by default. The clever people in the monitoring management team have now created really lightweight hooks for monitoring and management, so now we can enable all Java applications to be monitoring and management by default. This means that you don't have to worry when you're connecting to an application that's been running for a couple of weeks whether you set the right flags or not. You can now always connect to Mustang applications, use tools like JConsole and JPS to look at them. So that's a nice upgrade for monitoring and management. Now, those were a few systemic areas. Now let's look at a few of the feature areas in Mustang. We are very serious about the Java platform being multilingual. I'll talk more about this towards the end of the talk. But as part of Mustang, we're adding JSR 223, which is a scripting framework. This lets you plug in arbitrary scripting engines into Mustang and provides a uniform way for developers to locate a scripting engine and invoke it. As well as providing that framework, Sun is co-bundling one specific scripting library with Sun's distribution of Java, and that's the Mozilla Rhino engine. JavaScript is a very nice scripting language. The Mozilla Rhino engine is a high-quality implementation pardon me, that provides a good ability to call to and from Java. We're also supporting a variety of other scripting languages. Mike Grogan and Sundar, who are coordinating the scripting work, have created a website, scripting.dev.java.net. This intends to make it easy for you to find all the different scripting plugins available. So they are got a bunch of plugins there for languages like Groovy, Python, Ruby, Scheme, and others. And they're also providing links to sites that provide plugins for languages like Bean Shell and PHP. So a lot of different scripting support available immediately for Mustang. Now, just to give you a quick example of how you might use scripting in your application, there are a bunch of different ways you might choose to use scripting in your own development. One is you might choose to write an application which is a hybrid, and part of your application is in Java, and part of your application is in a scripting language. That's a perfectly valid scenario. Perhaps a more interesting scenario is to consciously allow your customers to use scripting to extend and improve your application. So you might choose to expose a few core classes from your application that your customers can then invoke as part of application startup to configure your application. You might choose to make classes available your customers can invoke to run your application. In this case, what I'm doing is I'm using the script engine manager to locate a scripting engine for the JavaScript language. I'm then locating my own little configuration file, myapp.config.js, loading that file, and then I can run the scripting engine on that file. Now, to look at the JavaScript side of that, JavaScript is a very powerful and well-known scripting language. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Using JavaScript with Java, JavaScript makes it very easy to import package to bring Java packages into the JavaScript namespace. You can then invoke these Java classes just as you would in the Java language itself. So once you've done your import package of java.lang, you can do system.out.println, or you can call your own application similarly.